Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source, and it's time now for your morning update for Monday, April 25th. That's brought to you by Handy Law. Now, do you lose sleep at night wondering if your loved ones will be able to look after themselves after you have passed? Handy Law Group can assist in making sure your estate is settled according to your wishes. They can help with wills, trusts, probate, power of attorney, and more. You can rest easy knowing your loved ones will be taken care of and their inheritance is protected. Handy Law Group can help with criminal and family law cases, adoptions, probate and business law, and more. Put over 20 years of legal experience to work for you today. Call to set up your initial estate probate consultation at 701-780-1286. Handy Law Group, serving Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Well, our weather today, cloudy, windy, and, damn right chilly. Looking for a high today right around 32 degrees. National Weather Service predicting a Red River crest of 48.5 feet in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks this week. Flood stage is 28 feet. Point Bridge on Minnesota Avenue was closed yesterday at 1 o'clock. Crews from Grand Forks and East Grand Forks expect the Sorley Bridge to close sometime today. Kennedy Bridge is expected to remain open at these projected river levels. It will be the only bridge between the two cities. The Kennedy Bridge is not impacted until 52 feet. Now, the closure into Riverside Park on North 1st Street has been installed. 27th Avenue North has been closed over the Cooley. Shady Road is currently closed, with Shady Ridge Road expected to be closed early today. First responder crews will stage equipment in the neighborhood as they get cut off when both roads are closed. Grand Forks wastewater treatment plant still running at high capacity. On Saturday, the plant pumped 26 million gallons, which is three times the normal operation. Now, residents are still asked to limit water usage for the next couple of days in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. East Side flood walls were also installed, which closed off some streets, including the downtown area by the Veterans Memorial. City also asked residents to cut back or restrict water usage with the sanitary system running close to or at capacity. Mayor Steve Gander declared a state of emergency due to flooding. Now, East Grand Forks will not be running regular bus routes because of flooded roads. You need to call the school district to find out more information. Well, following the severe storms across northwest Minnesota, Governor Walz declared a peacetime emergency yesterday and activated the Minnesota National Guard in Crookston to provide support for emergency flood operations, including personnel, equipment, and resources. Polk County Sheriff and the emergency manager requested assistance to help with sandbagging in Crookston and monitoring the river levels as the Red Lake River continues to rise. An emergency operations center was set up Saturday in Crookston, and sandbagging began largely with volunteers. Some roads in Crookston have been forced to be closed. There's been concern about threats to some parts of the city. Red Cross volunteers have opened a shelter in the Crookston Sports Center, coordinating with the Polk County Public Health Department to assist anyone whose home has been flooded. National Weather Service predicts the river will crest at 29 feet sometime between today and tomorrow. Now, that would top the record crest on the Red Lake River in Crookston in 1997 when it hit 28.4 feet. And a no travel alert has been issued for northeast North Dakota. Excessive rain and snow melting is also causing flooding in Steele, Trail, and Cass counties. Multiple county and township roads have been closed, and officials are urging people to drive cautiously. Areas around Thompson and Hillsboro have water-filled ditches and overland flooding. Now, if you come across washed-out roads, officials remind you not to walk or drive through and just turn around. Cass County Sheriff says visibility has also become an issue in some areas. I want to talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe here in the Grand Cities Mall. Love the place. Sit-down, take-out diner that serves breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. In fact, I was in there for breakfast on Friday. Awesome. They've got gluten-free specialties. 15% discount for the military. And check out Moe's all-vacation gift baskets. Man, I tell you what, this is not your ordinary food. Make sure you check out Moe's Daily Dish on the morning updates. You're going to love it. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and weekends, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're at Suite 31 right here in the Grand Cities Mall. And by the way, Moe's Cafe is looking to hire. All you got to do is stop in or go to their Facebook page. Be sure to check out Moe's Cafe's brand new menu, too. Well, one group is pushing for legalized recreational marijuana in North Dakota. The effort stems all the way back to 2018. Now, it's a continuation that was inspired by a House bill relating to the personal use of marijuana. The bill passed the House but never made it into the Senate. Both chambers have a Republican majority. Now, New Approach North Dakota is aiming to get issues on the November ballot. They'll need to get a minimum of 16,000 signatures on their petition, but they're aiming to get between 20 or 21,000. The Secretary of State will review and validate the signatures. This is a nationwide discussion. More and more states are looking at legalizing marijuana. Finally, in sports, Dmitry Kulikov scored with 1.3 seconds remaining in overtime to give the Minnesota Wild a 5-4 win over the Nashville Predators last night. Wild set a franchise record with their 51st win. They host the Coyotes tomorrow night. Byron Buxton hit a massive home run, his second of the game, for the walk-off win against the Chicago White Sox yesterday, 6-4. Twins start a three-game home series tomorrow against Detroit. In the NBA, the Timberwolves are back. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies 119-118 to tie up the playoff series at two games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow night at 6:30. And local sports, high school baseball, Grand Forks Red River supposed to host Devil's Lake today at 5. We'll see about that. Same with girls softball. Red River is supposed to play at Devil's Lake today. Girls tennis, we do know this. Grand Forks Central will host Fargo South this morning at 9. This is a makeup match, and that will go on at Choice Health and Fitness. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to Northwest Tire in Grand Forks, who's looking to hire a tire technician. Now, you know what? If you're not afraid to show up for work on time and work hard, this job might be for you. No prior work experience is necessary, and Northwest Tire will train the right people. Get great benefits like PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay will depend on experience, but if you want to find out more, stop at a Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive or call Chad at 701-780-8473. Or apply online at nwtire.com. Well, at 11 o'clock today, we talk with Don Roberts about the Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, and what they do and what's all coming up in their near future. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show that way. And become a patron on Podbean to qualify for some really cool giveaways. Grand Forks is an awesome place. We all know that. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.